Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What happens on a week like this when that demand for electricity might outweigh the supply? Well, who better to talk about it than the host of Hammer Time here on WBEN, Dominic Cortez. Dominic, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you interpreting the news coming in today?
So while this is definitely a setback, the fight is not over. It does not mean the gas ban takes effect immediately. So just to paint the timeline here, the initial mandate was January 1 of 26. That was a delay because of the appeal. Now that the Second Circuit has ruled on the appeal, under the state stipulation, the ban cannot take effect until 120 days after the final appellate process concludes. And just to elaborate on that, the final appellate process more than likely, Joe, is going to see this matter go to the Supreme Court. And the reason is because there's a disagreement among the courts as to the ruling. So whenever that happens, it then gets bounced up. And so the challengers here, which include the Builders Association of the State of New York, are going to ask the Supreme Court to hear this case. And the clock will start to tick after either the Supreme Court says no, or they say yes, and then they rule on it, and then they rule in favor of it. And then that would mean we have 120 days of clock ticking starting then. So, yeah, the war isn't over yet, and there's more fight coming. And it's going to be interesting to see, what the Supreme Court does with it. As a added little twist, our Congressman Nick Langworthy has been working at the federal level to make this a individual's choice as part of the law and not a state or federal mandate as to how you get your energy. So if that by chance gets voted on by Congress and the president signs that into law, that might certainly help codify the Supreme Court's stature and position on the matter, because now we have federal law precedent, which doesn't exist presently.
So, Dominic, as you said, not immediately going to take effect. So, how has it been working? As this has been in court, Are new builds that are in the process, is everything going the same way? Because I know there was the elimination of the hookups. So how have new builds been going, even though this has been in court?
So the pause has allowed business as usual. So that means that the pause has had no impact on present day operations for new construction. So gas lines are still being laid and hookups are being made and conventional forms of heating and cooling are still in place. But it just resurrects the bigger argument, Joe, which is the reliability of the grid, A, and the cost of electricity, B. Because those are really at the core of this issue that nobody really embraces as the essence of the story. And to me, it is the essence of the story. We need to realize that electricity will always be far more expensive than natural gas. It's kind of ironic. This came down yesterday. I opened my electric bill for June, and it was $477. Now, I know we're in the AC season, but follow me along here. My gas bill came too. I opened it. It was $14. So, yeah, we're not running gas other than cooking. But the point is, gas is always going to be the best energy value. That's their sell line, and it's true. It is the best energy value. And that's ignored with all of these talks about electrification. Nobody talks about cost. We're all dealing with the skyrocketing cost of electricity. And the reason is the Public Service Commission has allowed it. They're stockpiling money, our money, for the expansion of the grid, the likelihood of which is probably going to take decades and decades to achieve, if at all. There's definitely a discussion that needs to be had, Joe, about the ability for the grid to be expanded as far as capacity, and then in addition to that, the cost of running everything on electric.
You know, Dominic, as you said, this work its way up to the Supreme Court. I mean, if this gets shot down at the Supreme Court and they cannot go forward with this gas ban, I mean, I know New York too well. They'll still try to attack gas. What are some other ways that you're seeing New York attack gas and natural gas?
Well, you know, it's funny. As it has been written, the phasing out of gas, you know, was starting with new construction, but it wasn't ending with new construction. It was going to affect each and every one of us in existing homes at some point down the line. So the pause, you know, while it is giving us a chance to breathe, it also has given us a chance to realize, as I've said already, that electrification is not the answer. And I think, you know, it's funny how this has become, like everything always does, a political football. And you know, the timing here is interesting as far as the appeal coming down as to what implication it might have, you know, in November. And it's going to be interesting to see that, too, because I don't know. I think this doesn't weigh well for our governor because it's really just compounding the fact that everything that we're talking about here costs us more. And why do we want things to cost more and be not reliable? That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to part of, you know, during the morning, I like to flip between David and Lonsberry and other people. And Bob Lonsberry was talking about if we have 6 days of over 90 degrees, that starts to really limit our electrical supply. I mean, you just don't hear things happening like that when it comes to natural gas.
You know, I hate to say it this way, but I almost wish that we get a taste of what you're talking about, because it would amplify the issue. We're so used to saying, you know, that we don't want the electricity to go out in the middle of winter because we will freeze to death. Well, yeah, that obviously is a huge concern. But what about in the middle of summer if the electrical grid fails us and we have people dying from overheating?
How is it any different? It all comes down to the reliability of the grid, which is not something you can guarantee. You can be guaranteed that gas will flow.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, Dominic, you're so right. All we talk about with electrification is how cold, and if we freeze to death, and yeah, we don't want that to happen. We know how cold it gets. But my gosh, I can't imagine. You know, last night I was grilling. It's hot. You got the grills hot. It felt so nice to walk into that air conditioning. Could you imagine if you didn't have that to walk into? You had no relief from the feels like 100 degrees yesterday.
Exactly. You know, I know that you can probably dismiss, you know, the importance of air conditioning as compared to heating, the reliability of heating. But you're right, Joe. I mean, you could have health risks in extreme heat just as much as you could have in extreme cold.
Yeah. I mean, both are bad if you have high blood pressure. I know that from experience.
Yeah.
So, Dominic, yeah. Now that this is, you know, obviously going to continue to move and hopefully the next court up squashes it, what are some other things that you're keeping your eye on? Obviously, in an election year, Kathy Hochul is going to talk about expanding the runway and moving on. She wants to get past November. But what are some of those other metrics that are up that this currently doesn't affect that could go into effect in the coming years?
Well, interesting you should say ask that question, because there is a underwritten kind of wave that's forming, you know, out at sea here about this issue and the overall encompassing discussion that we're having. And that is, are we over controlled in terms of code? Are there just too many things that we have to do in order to be able to do anything in the building process? And the answer is absolutely yes. There's just too many codes that have to be enforced, too many processes that have to be in place, you know, too much review that has to occur, and all of it is for the public good. But to the point where we're talking about safety in your home, is there's just too much that we have to do. And largely now there's a trend where we're actually starting to see, in some cases, I've read an article recently that some states are overturning excessive building codes. I mean, how absurd is this, that we have codes put in place that we now are overturning because they were deemed excessive? So this is maybe something that might come as a benefit of some of this. I don't know. is this realization that we're just over-controlled, and there's just too many things that are in place to protect us from ourselves, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, this is all attacking getting the source to your house, but, I mean, obviously right now the courts so far are agreeing with New York State, but, would New York State eventually be able to ban the sale of gas-powered appliances in the state? I mean, would they be able to do that without any kind of pushback?
Well, right now, the answer to that is yes, based on the overturning and the removal of the pause. I don't want to say that wrong. The pause has not been lifted yet. This pause is in place until the appeal process is completed. But what I'm saying is that as part of all that, you know, there was the eventual gas ban being wholesale for existing homes and replacement appliances. So that's still coming down the line. As they say, it's pushed down further, but it's still part of the overall policy to free us, air quote around the word, free us from the dependence on natural gas. Where I think we should be running to the abilities of natural gas to protect us in the cases of extreme temperature. So, yeah, eventually, Joe, as it's written now, that's going to happen.
You know, Dominic, you talked about the difference between your electric bill and your gas bill. And yes, obviously, we've been pumping the AC in Western New York the last few weeks. But, you know, you have all these politicians running on affordability, but they're the same people that are supporting stuff like this. Yet we literally have natural gas beneath our feet that New York State's not touching. I mean, really, if we did what you said and ran towards natural gas, my gosh, would our bills be so much cheaper?
Amen. There's just so much to be said about that. Not only the cost side, but also, again, the reliability, the dependability, the expandability. All of that is lacking with electricity. There's stories that we could discuss about builders that have actually run into issues with tying houses into the grid, where as far as the expandability wasn't there. And in one case, I heard a builder built an electric home, and the homeowner was shocked to see that the electric bill was $1,400 for the month. So the affordability side is huge. It's just huge in terms of this discussion.
Yeah, I mean, you think of all the stuff that you could run off of gas and just how much cheaper that would be. Gas stoves, nothing like it, I'm telling you. Electric stoves are okay. Nothing cooks like a gas stove. I will take that to the. I will never veer off of that opinion.
You're absolutely right. And you know, it's funny. The arguments that are raised about this discussion about the quality of production in terms of heat and in terms of cooking. You know, yes, it can be said that heat pumps are good, that they work efficiently. But the argument ends when you get the electric bill for that heat pump, and also when you have below zero temperatures for that heat pump. They don't work as well when it's super cold. So yeah, this technology is coming forth as the future, but it comes with all these little caveats on exceptions to that. So where are we? Where are we with the whole argument of electrification? In my opinion, we're not ready for it. We're not going to be ready for it anytime soon. And the biggest thing that has to happen for our society to turn electric is it has to be cheaper. Hello, not more expensive.
Absolutely. Dominic, are you taking the fourth off or are you working on Saturday?
No, I'll be there. I'll be in studio.
Wow.
Because of this news, we're going to be discussing it with Phil Nanula and with some others. So be sure to tune in at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning for Hammer Time Radio, and we'll be in studio.
I love it. Love it, Dominic. Well, we'll definitely be tuned in, and thank you so much for giving us some time this afternoon.
All right, my friend. Stay well.
Ah! When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.